Arcola's nice, comfortable win. There are not many of those, in a sense, last night for the Mets. What does a win like that show you about what's possible for just the offense as you guys move through July here?
Yeah, and I think you just hit it right away. The offense against a pretty good pitcher, you know, a guy that's been tough on a lot of our guys. And then out of the gate, you see Brandon and Francisco, you know, putting pressure right away and then executing situational hitting from Soto and Pete, and then just continue to put together some really good at-bats throughout the game, 1 through 9, you know. Those are some really good signs. When you got all of the guys clicking, we saw it at times the month of May or so, early June. Yeah, I think it's just a pretty dangerous offense.
Situational hitting. I know that last night was pretty indicative, as you mentioned. Soto's ground ball brings in a run. Pete, the sac fly, the runners in scoring position thing is a big deal, and those are not things that help that number, actually. But have you noticed anything improving as far as those at key at-bats with men on base?
100%. You probably 0-for-2 there, 0-for-1 with a sac fly, but those are productive outs, productive at-bats, you know. I'd rather see that when you're moving a guy over, a guy in, and then, you know, in the infield's in, and we hit a sac fly. Then Brandon gets a two-out, two-run single, I think, you know. He goes up the middle, and we continue to add on. So Soto, at the end of the game, you're not trying to do too much. He takes a single up the middle. That's what you want to see, you know. Guys controlling the at-bat, guys controlling their emotions, not trying to do too much. And again, we've been inconsistent, but also understanding we got good hitters, and they're going to come through.
As the bottom of the order two helps out, whether it's Beatty, now Alvarez back, Mauricio, are you seeing opposing pitchers start to be more careful with some of those guys in those moments, because they are playing a little bit better?
Yeah, and then because they can do damage too, and that's what makes our lineup such a dangerous lineup, because, you know, Alvi can take anybody deep. Beatty, Vientos, Mauricio, those guys down in the bottom of our lineup, like, if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay. And then the key for us is going to continue to be find a way to turn the lineup over, you know. Every time we're able to do that, we're going to be on a good spot. So, again, 1 through 9, everybody's doing their part, and it's fun to see.
Robbie Ray going tonight, lefty for the Giants. That's been their calling card this year, starting pitching, and that's why kind of beating Logan Webb was a good start for the series. So what does Ray do really well that you guys have to key in on?
Yeah, he makes hitters chase, you know. You got to force him up in the zone. I've seen him for years now when I go back when he was with the Blue Jays, he won a Cy Young, you know. That slider, back foot, the changeup, the breaking ball, you know. He knows how to pitch. He's having a good year here. It was a good sign for us to get Webb yesterday. We know what we against of today. But we got to go out there with conviction. We got to get him up in the zone and do damage.
And then last night with Bob Melvin using Camilo Doval late, because I think he had to get him in there, had been worked in a while. How does that help your planning out of who might be available out of their pen as you match up?
Yeah, look, I mean, they got a good bullpen. Not only Doval, but they got some arms there. Rodriguez is pretty nasty. You know, we've seen some of the Rodgers and some of those guys. One of the reasons they are where they are is because of their pitching staff as a whole, even though they have some injuries on their starting rotation, but their bullpen is pretty good. Doval yesterday coming in, obviously, you know, when I first saw him, I was like, well, let's try to make him throw some pitches here. But this is a guy that maybe is one of those that he needs more work. So who knows? But again, we'll be ready for their bullpen.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.